in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. If you don't know where to begin to get mental health, substance use, or emotional help for yourself or someone you know, start with the Colorado Crisis Services. They provide confidential and immediate support 24/7, 365. Call toll-free 1-844-493-TALK. That's 1-844-493-8255. Or text TALK to 38255 to speak to a trained professional now. Learn more online at ColoradoCrisisServices.org.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at cadafarmloan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.
Four current and former executives at Pilgrim's Pride Corporation and Claxton Poultry Farms, both of which produce chicken, were indicted this week for colluding to inflate the prices of broilers sold to grocery stores and restaurants. That according to the United States Justice Department. According to the National Farmers Union and its president, Rob LaRue, it's just the latest of several price-fixing allegations against meat processors. It's a case that highlights the need for greater antitrust enforcement and farmer protections.
Price fixing in the agriculture industry is extremely harmful to everyone besides the companies who engage in this unethical practice. Ultimately, it means those companies pay farmers even less for their hard work while charging restaurants, grocery stores, and American consumers more for food. But price fixing is only a symptom of the much bigger problem of corporate consolidation. Companies are only able to employ anti-competitive business practices when they've amassed control over their respective industries. In this case, just five companies control 60% of the chicken market in the United States. This level of market power, unfortunately, isn't unique to poultry. In fact, many other...
You can learn more about the National Farmers Union, who advocates on behalf of nearly 200,000 American farm families and their communities, online at nfu.org. This report is brought to you by your Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, serving family farming and ranching since 1907. Learn more online and become a member at rmfu.org.
Hi, my name is Sarah, a dairy farmer from Colorado. While many things have changed over the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are dedicated to providing safe, wholesome, and delicious food and milk from our family to yours. Our commitment makes the farm a great place to be, and I wouldn't trade my job for anything. Join me and celebrate all things dairy during National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farmers like me at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
For more Colorado Ag news, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.